Welcome to week number one of non-duality based stress reduction. This course is not about trying to relax or trying to improve yourself. It's not about reaching a special state of mind. Instead, it begins by pointing to something that is already present in every moment of your life. Awareness. Right now, you are aware of reading these words or hearing them on the recording. You may also be aware of sounds, bodily sensations, thoughts, or emotions. This simple fact that experience is known, this is the foundation of this entire course. In week one, we will begin exploring a gentle, but powerful insight. Stress appears within awareness, but awareness itself is not stressed. You don't need to believe this, you'll just simply be invited to notice it directly for yourself. The key idea for this week is that awareness is not something you create through effort. Awareness is already here before any practice begins. Thoughts change, sensations change, emotions change, but the fact of being aware remains. This week is about recognizing awareness, not controlling experiences. Below is the primary guided practice for week one. You can listen to it once per day or more if you wish. There's no benefit to forcing lots of repetition, though. Quality of noticing matters more than quantity or duration. When you do listen, try to listen in a quiet place where you won't be interrupted. Begin by finding a comfortable position. You may sit or lie down, whatever allows you to be alert and comfortable. There's nothing you need to achieve during this practice, nothing to fix or improve. Simply allow your body to be as it is. Now, notice that you are aware. You are aware of sounds or sensations, or you may be aware of thoughts or images in your mind. There's no need to change any of this, it's just noticing that all kinds of experiences are being known. You can let your attention rest lightly on the flow of experience. Notice sensations shift, they don't stay the same. Just like how sounds come and go, thoughts appear and then disappear. But notice that awareness remains present while all of this changes. Gently turn attention towards awareness itself. Not as an object, not as something you can see, but simply notice the fact of being aware. No need to locate it or describe it, just recognize Awareness is already here. You might notice thoughts like, am I doing this right? Is this awareness? Those are just thoughts happening in awareness. Notice that awareness is present before the thoughts, during the thoughts, and after the thoughts. If effort arises, let it go. This practice does not require concentration. It does not require holding attention. Awareness doesn't actually need any help to be aware. Now notice sensations in your body. Perhaps comfort, perhaps discomfort. But see that those sensations appear within awareness. Question: does awareness itself feel tense? Does awareness itself feel pressured? Or do sensations simply arise within awareness? How about emotions, if any are present? Notice too that emotions arise within awareness. And awareness remains unchanged. The great news is there is nothing to maintain about this. Even if attention wanders, awareness doesn't get canceled out. Even if thoughts become busy, awareness remains in the background. Let's rest here for just a moment. No effort, no goal, just noticing what's already true. Now we're going to gently allow this practice to come to an end. If your eyes were closed, you can open them and notice that awareness continues even as the practice ends. So you may have noticed clarity, calm, or distraction, or nothing in particular. All of these are completely fine. This practice isn't actually measured by how you feel, but by what you notice. Awareness was present the entire time. Experience changed, but awareness did not. And there was nothing that needed to be controlled. This noticing, however subtle, is plenty enough. During the week, you can do some quick little informal practice once or twice each day. Just pause for a few seconds and ask yourself quietly, am I aware right now? You don't have to answer with words or formulas or facts. Just simply notice that awareness is already present, and that is the practice. If you'd like to do some journaling on this, you might reflect on one or two of the following questions. There are no right answers. We're just asking to ask, looking to look. Did awareness itself ever feel stressed? What changed when you stopped trying to do the practice correctly? Was awareness felt as something personal, or was it just simply present? Now, as we wrap up and end the lesson for week number one, there's an important note for you. If at any point during the course you experience discomfort, anxiety, and confusion that feels overwhelming, pause the practice and return to ordinary grounding activities. This course is not meant to be a substitute for professional care. Most students, however, find this practice gentle and stabilizing. In week two, we will explore thoughts and identification, and how stress is intensified not by thinking itself, but by believing and merging with thought.